What you're saying is the Scofield Bible, its theology is deceptive.
Rapture. And guess who he was connected to, by the way? The Rothschilds.
Interesting.
Have you ever heard of a Scofield Bible?
Yes, I have.
Every Christian was reading it. Every minister was reading it.
My sense was the Scofield stuff, which has had massive implications for our foreign policy, for example, and in our domestic politics, was probably a lie.
Assalamu alaikum. This is some breakthrough stuff. I've been talking about this for a while now, since my interview with Senior Pastor Rick Wiles.
I'm embarrassed to tell you that for a couple years, I believed it. The American news media was weaponized, and it came at us from every direction that Muslims had invaded America and they were going to kill us. And the American people were very afraid. We were afraid if we met a Muslim on the street, they might pull out a knife and try to chop off our head. And this came at us from every direction. The American people had never had these thoughts ever. I don't recall ever having these kind of thoughts. The propaganda already been formulated, had been designed, and it was simply being implemented. It came from every direction, television, the news, it got into the movies and the Hollywood movies, and then it got into the churches. And the churches were told, beware the Muslims. They're coming to America to kill the Christians. I'm sad to tell you, I'm embarrassed to tell you that for a couple years, I believed it. I didn't know what was happening to my country. It took me a couple years to figure out the game plan. We had been told a lie.
Now we got Tucker Carlson exposing this, the modern Bible is deceptive. And he labeled that title, not us. Let's have a look.
What you're saying is the Scofield Bible, its theology is deceptive.
A very wealthy, very charismatic preacher named John Darby came with this doctrine that's now referred to as the secret rapture or the pre-tribulation rapture. And guess who he was connected to, by the way? The Rothschilds.
Interesting.
Have you ever heard of a Scofield Bible?
Yes, I have.
Okay. So C.I. Scofield was basically a student of John Darby, and he adopted that part of the doctrine and he incorporated that into the Bible. It was the first Bible ever made that had study notes with it. It became so popular, every Christian was reading it, every minister was reading it, including me, including my own father. For a long time, that's what we believe too. But when you start actually going back and reading line by line by line what is said that will be leading up to Jesus coming back, which is when the rapture happens, it's the inverse of what John Darby put down.
My sense was the Scofield stuff, which has had massive implications for our foreign policy, for example, and in our domestic politics, was probably a lie.
Was.
I do know that that translation or that commentary on the Bible has had massive effects on our politics that have been very, very negative and resulted in the deaths of a lot of people.
Here you have Tucker Carlson talking to another famous Christian by the name of John Rich. And they're talking about the modern day Bible called the Scofield Bible that was created by this con man. You can look this up. He was a con man by the name of Skyler Scofield, spent some time in jail, connected with the person that he was talking about, John Nelson Darby. This man was, they were talking about, he was connected to the Rothschilds. So Cyrus Scofield, he gets funded by the Zionists, and then you have the Rothschild agenda who helped to push out, I'm talking about millions of these Bibles. The copy of these Bibles was pushed out for free all over America, in the churches, colleges, books, TV series were made because of this Bible. In the series, they were selling 30 to 40 million of these. You heard them. Every Christian was reading it. Every minister was reading it. And as Tucker Carlson said, it had massive implications on our foreign policy and domestic politics, and all based on lies. Now, if you go down this rabbit hole, this is the connection to why Christians in America were so programmed to hate Muslims and to start invading their countries, because they had to protect their bestie ally, who was coming up with these new invented terms to scare you, the American public, that Muslims are the boogeyman, Muslims are the terrorists.
Islamic terrorism was invented by Zionist intellectuals. In particular, the first place this had a major public showing for the first time was a conference in 1984 in Washington, D.C., organized by a certain Benjamin Netanyahu. And the idea there, which is one of the earliest appearances of the idea, was that there's a specifically Muslim form of terrorism, that Muslims are particularly predisposed towards terrorism. Well, so because the Zionists had to push out the Palestinians in order to create a Jewish state, they had to be anti-Palestinian, and they had to be anti-Arab. As a result of that, they also, because the Palestinians are mostly Muslim, not all Muslim, but mostly Muslim, they also had to be anti-Muslim, and that's a kind of part of the basic genetic code of Zionism, if you like.
Because there was a certain agenda, they got to go ahead and invade and oppress and kick out the indigenous people from that land. So what do you got to do? These are Muslims there. You got also Christians there. But now they got to get everyone on the same page. So what happens? You got to start demonizing Muslims. You got to start making them look backward, terrorists. That's the enemy over there. We got to be besties and we got to go get them. And this is the connection here in this Scofield Bible. The con man connected certain biblical passages in the explanation, the exegesis, in these, what they he was talking about, this is the study Bible. This is the modern day Bible now that they're reading, and they're connecting, making these connections to this modern state of Israel, which has never been done in over 1,800 years of Christian teachings. This is a very famous example. You've heard so many politicians and pastors, and they've come up with this verse, whoever blesses thee is blessed, and whoever curses thee is cursed. And then you go to the Cyrus Scofield footnotes in his Bible, and they're connecting it to guess where, guess who, guess what? You got it, Israel. And it's a lie. It has nothing to do with that place or that people. Again, why is this so important? Because some of you might be hearing this for the first time. Because it's the number one reason a majority of Christians, when you go down in Texas and other places and you see the churches and you're seeing a certain flag, and instead of America first, it's another country first. Well, it's because of this agenda. And it's connected to this Cyrus Scofield Bible. They've been lied to. The American public, the Christians here in America, they've been lied to, and they've been made to believe that it's part of their religious doctrine to support the oppression that's happening against the Palestinian people. Even their own Christian brothers and sisters. And recently you had Tucker Carlson, who brought on a Christian priest, pastor from Palestine.
If you wake up in the morning and decide that your Christian faith requires you to support a foreign government blowing up churches and killing Christians, I think you've lost the thread.
It would be to remind them that when the state of Israel was created, it was not created on an empty land. It was created on a land that had millions of indigenous Palestinians there, including Palestinian Christians.
And it's so great to see now. It's a breakthrough. It's happening. It's all a lie. It's a huge deception. And this is the start of a huge breakthrough. Tucker Carlson, let's talk, my friend. We just did a program helping you answer the questions on what are these things with Joe Rogan. You were just on Joe Rogan. You were discussing. You're very passionate about the topic of the unseen world. And you were describing these creatures. And you're like, what are they? Well, it's there in Islam, my friend. It's the jinn. We just did a whole episode on it. I'm sure you'll be fascinated with it. We invite you to sit and talk with some Muslims. It seems like you've never spoken to a Muslim. Let's talk. Tucker, I have to leave you with this. You know, if you don't know already, we as Muslims, we love Jesus as the Messiah, a messenger. Just like Abraham, Moses, since the beginning of time, the Creator, God Almighty, He sent prophets and messengers. And they all of them, without exception, the ones that were legitimately prophets and messengers, many of the biblical prophets, they all came with the same message, not different contradictory messages. And that message was always the same. They delivered the absolute pure monotheism of calling humanity to worship one and only one God, the Creator, and to stay away from creation worship, to worship that one God and to be morally upright. And the final prophet and messenger is Prophet Muhammad. He's only the final one. We don't worship him. We're not Muhammadans. And we follow Islam. And if you like that, you will love Islam, because Islam is actually in the Lord's Prayer. O our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Very, very close to the opening of the Quran. So thy will be done. That's what Islam means. Look it up. Google it. It means to submit your will to the will of the one God. We invite you to Islam, to look into Islam, because it seems like you're being very courageous and you're opening up these topics. Huge breakthrough here. Huge. We also need to talk more about this. I mean, this is a whole different topic with all the other Bibles and the changes. And did Matthew write Matthew? Did Luke write Luke? I mean, we see what Bruce Metzger and many of the Bible scholars, textual critics of the Bible tell us. It's not Muslims making this stuff up.
People, of course, call the gospel books Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Well, they call them Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John because we don't know who wrote these books, and there's no point calling them Sam, Fred, Jerry, and Harry. I mean, they're written by people. We don't know who they were written by. They are anonymous. You might not think so because they have the title, The Gospel According to Matthew. Whoever put that title on it was an editor later. The followers of Jesus were Aramaic-speaking peasants from Galilee, lower-class men who were not educated. In fact, Peter and John in Acts chapter 4, verse 13, are literally said to be illiterate. They couldn't read and write. Of course not. They were fishermen. They didn't go to school. The vast majority of people in the ancient world never learned to read, let alone write. And their native language was Aramaic. These books are written in Greek by highly educated, rhetorically trained writers who are skilled in Greek composition.
That's a different discussion for another day. But we invite you, Tucker Carlson, to come sit with the Muslims. Let's talk. Let's break bread together and keep up the good work. From where you were to where you are now, you've come a long way, my friend. Thank you, everybody. Like this video so more people can learn and benefit. And inshallah, we can get this to our friend Tucker Carlson. Send him a message. Let him know that we're inviting him on the program to be our guest. And we'll see you next time. Subscribe already. Right now, hit the notification bell so you don't miss programs like this one, videos like this one. Until then, peace be with you. The greeting of Jesus, we give it to you. Assalamu alaikum.